Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to this installment of DocSmo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin. Now, recently I decided to expand the offerings on my blog to include book reviews, books that I thought parents might like to hear about and read. So today I'm going to discuss briefly a book called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. It's written by a fellow named Sean Covey, who is the son of the famous author Stephen Covey. And he's written a very similar book to his dad, except Sean wrote one for teenagers, whereas his dad wrote one for adults. Now, this book that Sean has written is basically a self-help book for teens, a way to help teens improve their lives, whether their lives are on track or they're not on track. Mr. Covey looks at this as a book that can provide personal coaching for teens. Now, the book does demand some self-reflection and, when appropriate, some guided steps towards improvement. As Mr. Covey puts it, let's let this teen look at the man in the mirror. We all need to look at ourselves objectively in order to make improvements. I'm not going to go through all of the 7 habits in detail. I encourage you to read the book for a detailed discussion of all these habits. But I'm going to talk about my favorites. And one of my favorites is the first one, be proactive. By that, Mr. Covey means that a teen should be the master of their own fate. They should think, take control. Rather than being passive and reacting to events, he wants them to be proactive and to plan out events. Stand up for yourself when appropriate. Speak your mind. That's what he encourages. And the other habit that I think is my favorite is what his dad made so famous in the original book, the win-win mentality. We've all heard this. Try and solve problems and conflict with solutions that let both parties win. This requires both keeping promises, being kind to others, listening to others' point of view, being loyal to your friends and family, and setting clear expectations and compromising. Man, you can see how these would be great traits to have in a teenager, especially when they live in your family. Compromise is always good. Okay, now I'm going to give you some of my comments about this book, and we're going to start with what I liked about the book, the pros. The book is written in an easy-to-read form. Kids of all reading levels could probably read this and understand this book. And it's also full of cartoons and stories and messages, which does keep the book entertaining throughout. Many of the habits, also he provides exercises which encourage self-reflection or learning a new healthy habit. The book can be quite motivational in some sections. Now, there was one part of the book where he talked about why kids should not be sexually active, and he listed 50 different reasons that teens should not be sexually active. 50! You got to read this. It's really good. I think it's worth the cost of the book just to read the 50 reasons. And I think the most useful aspect of this book would be for both a teen to read it and a parent to read it. It's a good jumping off point for conversation between parent and child. So what didn't I like about this book? Well, I'll tell you. I think the book was unnecessarily long. I did find a few spelling errors, which is one of my little things. I don't think books should have spelling errors, although I probably have some in my blog. I think some of the exercises that he prescribes for young teens assumes a level of maturity that many teens just don't have. A personal mission statement?
I think most adults would find it difficult to write a personal mission statement. And those are relatively minor things, but I think my biggest beef with this book was that I think the author makes it sound like kids with serious depression, eating disorders, drug problems can simply learn the habits and solve their life problems. Is he kidding? I think this is very naive and possibly quite dangerous. So what's my overall impression of this book? I'll tell you. I think it was written in a little choppy form, but even despite that, I think there could be some useful aspects to this book for both teens and their families. I think it might be particularly useful for parents to read to help focus their kids into some better habits through their teenage years. I also think it might be useful for some teens who have very low motivation to see what a successful teen looks like and how they act and model that kind of behavior. So overall, I'm going to give this a 3.5 on my 5-point Doxmos star scale, a 3.5 out of 5. I think it was a pretty good book. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Read the book and comment, or just comment on my presentation, whatever you want. This is for you guys. Please check out my blog at www.doxmo.com. Thanks for joining me. Until next time.
This PCAST would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Ann Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.